about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of 1 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. And when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted. Uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things, hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read to all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Verses 1 through 8, all of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Father, thank you once again for the wonderful privilege we have of being able to come to you in prayer each and every day. Thank you for the privilege we have of being able to daily open your word and hear from you, hear from heaven, to hear your wisdom, your counsel, your grace, your guidance that pours grace, peace, power, and light into our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the fact that your word is pure light and it blesses us, and it pushes away and dispels the darkness in our world. More and more empowers to be believers that are consuming more and more of your light every day and receiving the blessing that follows that. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, thank you so much for your great love for us. We pray for our listening family today, Father. We bring them to you with the many different needs, so many things that are on our minds these days, so many people impacted by COVID and just things going on around the world. We pray for our listening family that they will rest more and more in you. Give them strength to do that, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. An ongoing reminder, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We encourage you on a pretty regular basis to email us to get some of the prayer tools, the Psalm 91 prayer and other prayer tools that we provide. Now, I want to say this to encourage you. Keep in mind, our goal is to be of strength and encouragement to you and your family in your journey of discipleship. But also, a part of that same work of discipleship is we partner together. When you email us and ask for the prayer tools and the discipleship materials and resources we provide, our goal is that you'll use them yourself, but that you will take the time to forward them to other family and friends and fellow church members, other persons as well. That way, that's how we cooperate in doing the work of discipleship. And remember this, everyone can use help and strength and encouragement in their prayer life and in their walk with the Lord. So let's make it our goal to aggressively, in love, share, receive these sorts of resources and pass them on, because again, you might be surprised how many people will be greatly blessed as you plant these seeds of discipleship resources in the lives of those you know by way of email. And how easy is it to just simply forward items like these by way of email to family and friends and people that you know? So hope that you'll take the time to do that. I'm still reminding you also that we're still receiving stories now to play during our fall share-a-thon just a few weeks away, and we're still hoping to hear from you. If the Lord has used American Family Radio in your life and in your walk with the Lord and in your encouragement, in your daily walk with the Lord, if we've been there or given an encouraging thought to you and your family, please share your story. We'd like to hear your AFR story, and it could be a blessing and of encouragement to others. And tell us how Christ has used AFR in your life. Simply call this number to call and share for a minute or two. Call this number 1-877-876-8893. Again, that's 1-876. Pete's excited again. He's looking forward to hearing some of your listener testimony. So please do take the time to call in, and Pete will be glad to listen in as well. Again, that number is 1-877-876-8893. To call in and share your listener testimony. Again, simply call and share for a minute or two, and you just may hear your listener testimony in our upcoming fall share-a-thon a few weeks away during the month of October. Reminder also that we're encouraging married couples to get involved with our By Design Challenge for the month of September. By Design monthly challenges. There are ways and tools for married couples and their families to engage and grow closer to the Lord and to one another as couples in their walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. For the month of September, By Design is asking you to participate in the Date Night Challenge. We're asking married couples who live in the vicinity of Jackson, Tennessee, to attend our upcoming Date Night event with speakers Will and Mickey Addison of American Family Radio. It's a night of biblical encouragement, laughter, and enjoyment. Registration is open until we reach full capacity, whenever that happens. And if you're not able to attend, we want to encourage you to choose a day this month, schedule a babysitter, and either make reservations at a restaurant or create your own date night at home. But we're encouraging you to participate in the Date Night Challenge, even in your own way. So hope that you will take the opportunity to do that. Make it a night only for you and your spouse to laugh, relax, and enjoy yourselves. To show that you did participate in the project, we're asking that you'll post your picture on the By Design Facebook and put in hashtag BD Date Night. Again, that's hashtag BD Date Night. By Design's mission is to educate and encourage people to embrace God's design for marriage and family as the fundamental building block for all human civilization. Hope you'll take that. Take the opportunity to participate. For more information on this challenge and upcoming challenges as well, go to afa.net/by-design. Again, that's afa.net/by-design. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We continue today reading through the Word of God as we pick up now in the Old Testament in the book of 1 Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Diphath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshisha, Kittim, and Rodanim. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raamah, and Sabteca. The sons of Raamah were Sheba and Dedan. Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one on the earth. Mizraim begot Ludim, Anamim, Lahabim, Naphtuhim, Pathrusim, Casluhim, from whom came the Philistines and the Kaphtorim. Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, the Jebusite, the Amorite, and the Girgashite, the Hivite, the Arkite, and the Sinite, the Arvadite, the Zemorite, and the Hamathite. The sons of Shem were Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arphaxad begot Shelah, and Shelah begot Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan begot Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, who is Abraham. The sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogies. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nebajoth, then Kedar, Abdiel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedama. These were the sons of Ishmael. Now the sons born to Keturah, Abraham's concubine, were Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan were Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldaah. And all these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham begot Isaac. The sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau were Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jaalam, and Korah. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zephi, Gatam, and Kenaz, and by Timnah, Amalek. The sons of Reuel were Nahath, Zerah, Shema, and Mizah. The sons of Seir were Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. And the sons of Lotan were Hori and Homan. Lotan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobal were Alian, Mahanath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon were Ijah and Anah. The sons of Anah was Dishan. Verses 1 through 40. 1 Chronicles chapter 1. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we continue reading through the Word of God. We'll be back.
You are every breath I breathe.
listening to the music of Forever Jones with Every Moment. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up now in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 1, picking up at verse 38. The sons of Seir were Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. And the sons of Lotan were Hori and Homan. Lotan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobal were Aliah, Mahanath, Ebal, Shaphai, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon were Ijah and Anah. The sons of Anah were Dishan. The sons of Dishan were Hamran, Ishban, Ithran, and Keran. The sons of Ezer were Bilhan, Zeavan, and Jaakan. The sons of Dishan were Uz and Aaron. Now these were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before a king reigned over the children of Israel. Bela, the son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinhabah. And when Bela died, Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozrah, reigned in his place. When Jobab died, Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. And when Husham died, Hadad, the son of Bedad, who attacked Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his place. The name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samla of Masrika reigned in his place. And when Samla died, Saul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his place. When Saul died, Baalam Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. And when Baal Hanan died, Hadad reigned in his place. And the name of his city was Pei. His wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. Hadad died also, and the chiefs of Edom were Chief Timnah, Chief Aliah, Chief Hatheth, Chief Aholibamah, Chief Elah, Chief Pinon, Chief Kenaz, Chief Teman, Chief Mibzar, Chief Magdiel, and Chief Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom. 1 Chronicles chapter 2. These were the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah were Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him by the daughter of Shua, the Canaanitess. The firstborn of Judah, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, so he killed him. And Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bore him Perez and Zerah. All the sons of Judah were five. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah were Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Kaleol, and Dara, five of them in all. The son of Carmi was Achar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the accursed thing. The son of Ethan was Azariah. Also the sons of Hezron, who were born to him, were Jeremiel, Ram, and Kelubai. Ram begot Amminadab, and Amminadab begot Nashon, leader of the children of Judah. Nashon begot Salma, and Salma begot Boaz. Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse. Jesse begot Eliab, his firstborn, Abinadab the second, Shemaiah the third, Nethanel the fourth, Radai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, and David the seventh. Now their sisters were Zeruiah, and Abigail. And the sons of Zeruiah were Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. 3. Abigail bore Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb, the son of Hezron, had children by Azubah, his wife, and by Jerioth. Now these were her sons, Jesher, Shobab, and Ardan. When Azubah died, Caleb took Ephrath as his wife, who bore him Hur. And Hur begot Uri, and Uri begot Bezalel. Now afterward, Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub. Segub begot Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. Jesher and Syria took from them the towns of Jair, with Kenath and its towns, 60 towns. All these belonged to the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. After Hezron died in Caleb, Ephrathah, Hezron's wife Abijah bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeremiel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, and Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeremiel had another wife whose name was Atara. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiel, were Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam were Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai were Nadab and Abishur. And the name of the wife of Abishur was Abihail, and she bore him Aban and Molid. The sons of Nadab were Seled and Apayim. Seled died without children. The son of Apayim was Ishai. The son of Ishai was Sheshan, and Sheshan's son was Alai. The sons of Jada, the brother of Shammai, were Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children. The sons of Jonathan were Peleth and Zezah. These were the sons of Jeremiel. Now Sheshan had no sons, only daughters. And Sheshan had an Egyptian servant whose name was Jerah. Sheshan gave his daughter to Jerah, his servant, as wife, and she bore him Atai. Atai begot Nathan, and Nathan begot Zabade. Zabade begot Aphlal, and Aphlal begot Obed. Obed begot Jehu, and Jehu begot Azariah. Azariah begot Helaz, and Helaz begot Elisa. Elisa begot Sismai, and Sismai begot Shalom. Shalom begot Jechemiah, and Jechemiah begot Elishama. The descendants of Caleb, the brother of Jeremiel, were Mesha, his firstborn, who was the father of Ziph, and the sons of Maresha, the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron were Korah, Tapua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema begot Roham, the father of Jorkoam, and Rechem begot Shammai. And the son of Shammai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Beth-Zur. Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Moza, and Gazez, and Haran begot Gazez. And the sons of Jadai were Regem, Jotham, Gishon, Pelet, Ephah, and Sheaf. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber and Terhana. She also bore Sheaf, the father of Madmena, Sheba, the father of Machbena, and the father of Gibeah. And the daughter of Caleb was Aksa. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, were Shobal, the father of Kirjath-Jearim. Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Haref, the father of Beth-Gader. And Shobal, the father of Kirjath-Jearim, had descendants, Haroe, and half of the families of Manuhath. The families of Kirjath-Jearim were the Ithrites, the Puthites, and the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. From these came the Zorathites and the Eshtaolites. The sons of Salma were Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Atroth Beth Joab, half of the Mehenathites and Zorites. And the families of the scribes who dwelt in Jabez were the Turathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. These were the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. 1 Chronicles chapter 3. Now these were the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn was Amnon by Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, the second Daniel by Abigail the Carmelitess, the third Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah, by Abital. The sixth, Ithream, by his wife Eglah. These six were born to him in Hebron. There he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born to him in Jerusalem, Shemaiah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, 4 by Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel. Also, there were Ibhar, Elishama, and Eliphelet, Noga, Napheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet, 9 in all. These were all the sons of David, besides the sons of the concubines and Tamar, their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam. Abijah was his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Ammon his son, and Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah were Johanan, the firstborn, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, and the fourth Shalom. The sons of Jehoiakim were Jeconiah his son, and Zedekiah his son. And the sons of Jeconiah were Asir, Shealtiel his son, and Malchiram, Padiah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hoshama, and Nadab-Baiah. The sons of Padiah were Zerubbabel and Shemaiah. The sons of Zerubbabel were Meshullam, Hananiah, Shelomith, their sister, and Hushshuba, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Juhash, Hesed, 5 in all. Verses 1 through 19, 1 Chronicles chapter 3. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. As we continue reading through the Word of God, we'll be back.
of life sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. They now come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Gentle Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you
are an awesome ruler, Gentle Redeemer.
Music of Fred Hammond, You Are the Living Word. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the New Testament, the book of Hebrews chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. Then indeed, even the first covenant had ordinances of divine service and the earthly sanctuary. For a tabernacle was prepared, the first part in which was the lampstand, the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary, and behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. And above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot now speak in detail. Now when these things had been thus prepared, the priests always went into the first part of the tabernacle, performing the services. But into the second part, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance. The Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. It was symbolic for the present time in which both gifts and sacrifices were offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience, concerned only with foods and drinks, various washings, and fleshly ordinances imposed until the time of Reformation. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is, not of this creation. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. For where there is a testament, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is in force after men are dead, since it has no power at all while the testator lives. Therefore, not even the first covenant was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats with water, scarlet wool, and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you." Then likewise he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood there is no remission. Therefore it was necessary that the copies of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has not entered the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true, but unto heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Not that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood of another. He then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now, once at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. Hebrews chapter 10. For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with these same sacrifices, which they offer continually, year by year, make those who approach perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? For the worshipers, once purified, would have had no more consciousness of sins. But in those sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, to do your will, O God." Previously saying, "Sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings and offerings for sin, you did not desire, nor had pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law." Then he said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God." He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. By that will he have been often sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, from that time waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, for after he had said before, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them." Then he adds, "Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." Now where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us, through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." And again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings, partly while you were made a spectacle both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me in my chains, and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance. So that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. Verses 1 through 3, Hebrews chapter 11. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've been reading through the Word of God. And as we usually do as we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you have never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you're not saved and you don't know that you'll spend eternity in heaven, but you want to, I invite you to pray this prayer along with me, to simply commit your heart and life fully into the Lord's hands in order for you to be saved. Would you simply pray this prayer with me as a salvation prayer or a rededication prayer? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me with an everlasting love. You loved me so very much that you came into this world, you lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent of all the wrong I've done and turn from it. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. And Lord Jesus, I ask you, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me all the person you would have me to be. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me, fill me with your Spirit. Help me to live my whole life following you. In Jesus' name, amen. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. If you just pray that prayer and receive Christ, please get in touch with us. We'd like to share with you some resources, some material that'll help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Or if you're a listener who simply wants some of the prayer tools, the discipleship tools, and evangelism tools we provide, again, the same email, jparker@afa.net. Let us know that you'd like to receive those as well, and we'd be glad to send them to you. Thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. And if you don't have the habit of reading 3 chapters in your Bible every day, today is a great day to start that very important and fruitful habit. Hope you'll do that. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.